Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Folks, I've got a special announcement for you from the Livestock Exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards. For the next 2 weeks, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards will be offering folks the opportunity to donate to the Fire Relief Fund on sale days. Folks can drop a check made out to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation off at the main office of the Oklahoma National Stockyards in Oklahoma City. 100% of the funds will go to relief efforts for ranchers affected by the devastating fires. The Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards says, thanks for helping.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
Full speed ahead for this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo. Over the weekend, they wrapped up their gilt show. Commercial gilts wrapped up on Saturday afternoon. Day before that was when we wrapped up the purebred gilts. And the top gilts for 2017 included the Supreme Commercial Breeding Gilt, shown by Garrison Stryka from El Reno. Reserve champion in the commercial gilt was Colton Baber from Big Pasture FFA. They will be the top two gilts being sold on Wednesday evening in the Night of Stars gilt sale at the State Fair Park. Number three gilt to sell will be the Supreme Champion Purebred Gilt, the Berkshire, owned by Ty Goss from Leedy FFA. The fourth gilt in the Night of Stars sale will be the Overall Reserve Purebred, the Duroc, owned by Cash Crump from Wetumpka FFA. Top gilts, 115 total, will be selling this year Wednesday evening in this very exciting sale of top breeding gilts. Several states will be represented by bidders that will be in competition to buy those animals. Our coverage, by the way, of this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo, a service of ITC, your energy superhighway. Help for those that were hit hard by the wildfires that started a week ago now continues. The fires are 29% contained, according to the Oklahoma Forestry Services, as of yesterday afternoon. And we've seen a lot of hay come in. We've got folks now helping with fencing. We've got folks bringing other materials in to help ranchers with the animal health needs of their cattle hit hard by these wildfires. If you'd like to do a cash donation, we might suggest you do that. You can go to okcattleman.org. A link on that website allow you to make that cash donation, those proceeds going to help ranchers, helping them to get back up on their feet after the wildfires have knocked them down pretty hard. At the state legislature, John Collison of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau says this year not an easy year, most certainly, with all the budget shortfall, but he says we've got to get through it, and then we've got to ask a very important question.
What's the plan? What are we talking about in Oklahoma? What are we going to do with education? What are we going to do with rural health? What are we going to do to improve the lives of rural Oklahoma? That's our mission. That's our calling. What are we going to do? And today we don't see a plan. We don't see a great plan for education. We don't see a great plan for rural health. We don't see a great plan for rural Oklahoma. And so a lot of it, we're going to ask ourselves, what is the plan? And we're going to sit down. We're going to begin to talk. And this session, we're going to go out there and we're going to do what everybody else is doing. We're going to try to survive and get through this session. But from here on out, we hope to take a voice. What is the plan for rural Oklahoma? You know, seven counties have it pretty much figured out. And we work, we all live and we all work in seven counties. It's those other 70 that we've got to start focusing on and making sure those counties are viable. They have water. They have infrastructure. Their needs are met.
John Collison, with his eye on the future, says, what's the plan? You've got farm news on Ron.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 18th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit pollardfarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
That's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.